Wisdom. The final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. Today is 1421 of our trek, and it is Worldview Wednesday. Creating a biblical worldview is essential to have a proper perspective on today's current events. To establish a biblical worldview, you must have a proper understanding of God and His Word. Our focus for these past several months on Worldview Wednesday has been mastering the Bible through a series of brief insights. These insights are extracted from a book by the same title from one of today's most prominent Hebrew scholars, Dr. Michael S. Heiser. This book is a collection of insights designed to help you to understand the Bible better. When we let the Bible be what it is, we can understand it as the original readers did and as original writers intended. Each week, we will explore two additional insights. Today is Mastering the Bible, Revelation's Date, and the Connection to the Old Testament. So insight number 77 is, the date of the writing of Revelation is important for its interpretation. Most of the books of the New Testament can be dated with reasonable certainty. We know that Peter and Paul lived and died, for example, and that their lives were cross-checked by the events on the book of Acts, which in turn can be aligned with Roman history to a large degree. The case of John and Revelation is harder, and its interpretive stakes are much higher. The key question for the date of Revelation is whether it was written before or after AD 70, the year the Jewish temple was destroyed. If Revelation was written before that date, much of the context of the book could be interpreted as leading to that cataclysmic event. That would mean that most, or some would say all, of the prophecies in the book have already been fulfilled. If it was written after AD 70, then the book really can't be viewed that way. The prophecy would still be awaiting fulfillment. That's a substantial interpretive gap. There are no explicit references to the temple being destroyed within the book itself. That suggests that the event had not happened, which would favor a pre-70 date of the book. The other view, that the book was written after AD 70, objects that this is an argument from silence. The debate opens with those fundamental differences. Then Revelation chapter 11 verses 1 and 2 does come into play. Then I was given a measuring stick and was told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar and count the number of worshipers. But do not measure the outer courtyard, for it has been turned over to the nations. They will trample the holy city for 42 months. Do John's word indicate that Jerusalem and its temple was literally still standing and under attack? If that's the case, then the city was destroyed in 3.5 years, and the book was written before AD 70. And that, in turn, is a serious reason to think that it is not pointing to a future beyond our time. Ironically, the view that sees the prophecies as literally future-oriented must still interpret the passage symbolically. That Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2 wasn't about the actual temple for a few years before AD 70. That view makes its arguments by appealing to other items in the book. For example, it is argued that Babylon in the latter chapters of the book actually refers to Rome. The basis for this suggestion is that the other books in the ancient world that are datable to the late 1st century AD use the term Babylon as a code for Rome. If Revelation is using that code, it suggests that the book was written after AD 70. Irenaeus, an important Christian writer from the generation that followed the apostles, wrote that the book was written toward the end of Domitian's reign, in the late 1st century AD. We can't know for sure who is right, and that's par for the course for Revelation. Let's now move on to Insight 78. The book of Revelation makes extensive use of the Old Testament. One of the reasons that we shouldn't neglect the Old Testament is that because we can't understand the New Testament without it. Every book of the New Testament contains quotations from or allusions to the Old Testament. And I'm not talking about merely mentioning stories, although that does happen. New Testament writers articulate theology using the Old Testament. The book of Revelation is a dramatic case in point. No other book in the New Testament is as thoroughly saturated with the Old Testament as the book of Revelation. The book draws upon the Old Testament hundreds of times. While certain books were particularly influential, like Daniel, Isaiah, Zechariah, and Ezekiel, the Apostle John essentially considered the entire Old Testament as a source for his book. The dominant influence of the Old Testament may seem surprising. One reason is that John does not preface the use of the Old Testament with some sort of formula phrases like, "Thus saith the Lord," or "As it is written." Instead, John embeds the Old Testament material directly into his scenes, visions, and angelic revelations. He presumes that the readers would be so literate concerning the Old Testament content that telegraphing when he wove it into his work wasn't necessary. One of the questions John's use of the Old Testament has generated among scholars is whether he was faithful to the original content of the material he quotes. The question arises from passages like Revelation 5, where John combines creaturely images from Daniel and Ezekiel in his vision of the four beasts, Daniel 7, full of eyes, and the wheels of Ezekiel chapter 1. Is John just doing his own thing with the Old Testament? John doesn't ignore the original meaning of these or other passages he cites from the Old Testament. He is fully aware of the original context. Instead, he applies the Old Testament material, such as word phrases, symbols, and metaphors, to the new apocalyptic messaging of his own work. What all this means is that the key to interpreting the Old Testament isn't the newspaper or the most recent end times book. It is the Old Testament itself. No one can claim to understand the book of the Revelation without a thorough grasp of the Old Testament passages that John quotes or alludes to. Those Old Testament passages must first be understood within their own original literary context and ancient worldview. Only with that framework in hand is anything John says or describes in the least way comprehensible. The neglect of the Old Testament is one reason why nearly all of what is said is a complete mystery to those who read it. And that will conclude this week's lesson on another two insights from Dr. Heiser's book, Mastering the Bible. Next Worldview Wednesday, we will wrap up with the two final insights in this book. I believe that you'll find each Worldview Wednesday contains interesting topics to consider as we build our biblical worldview. Tomorrow, we will continue with our 3-minute humor nugget that will provide you with a bit of cheer, which will help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. So encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,420 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.